Good morning, everyone. It's Roy here. It's the 1st of May, and this afternoon we're going to be praying for our beloved South Africa. As we approach the upcoming elections, the call to pray for South Africa reminds me of the call to pray leading up to our first democratic elections in 1994. I, like many others, believe that these elections are another watershed moment in the history of South Africa. Since 1994, we have often been reminded of verse 14 from 2 Chronicles chapter 7. It reads, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land." This picture is often spoken over our nation. This verse is God's reply to Solomon's prayer when he dedicated the temple in 2 Chronicles chapter 6. He prayed before the whole nation of Israel. It was a prayer of repentance on behalf of a nation recommitting themselves to God. So if 2 Chronicles 7:14 is God's reply to Solomon's prayer, then I felt we ought to remind ourselves about what Solomon prayed. I have borrowed his prayer and adapted it for our beloved South Africa as we cry out to God once again to rescue our nation and lead us into the fullness of our purpose. O Lord, God of this nation, there is no God like you in all of heaven and earth. You keep your covenant and show unfailing love to all who walk before you in wholehearted devotion. You have kept your promise, and your Son Jesus rules and reigns over this nation. Priests, prophets, and kings have all called on your name, and you have heard their prayers and moved your mighty hand to save your people. You are a covenantal God. We thank you, Lord, for your promises, for remaining faithful to them with those who have gone before us. We remember their testimonies of what you have done, and we ask, Lord, do it again. That your kingdom be advanced because you heard the cries of this nation and you came to our rescue. Why, even the highest heavens cannot contain you, and yet you chose to live on the earth among your people. Much more than that, you chose to tabernacle with us. It is your desire to live within the heart of every person in this beautiful nation of ours. Listen to our prayer and our plea, O Lord, our God. Hear the prayer of your servants. May you watch over the people of South Africa day and night. We lift up your name in this nation. May you always hear the prayers that call on your name. Yes, hear us from heaven where you live. And when you hear, extend us your grace. Lord, we have hurt each other in the past. We repent of our sin and we ask that you would heal the wounds of division, that you would listen from heaven and act, that we would see your justice, your rule and your reign, restore all that has been broken and create freedom for all those who have been wronged. Lord, we turn back and acknowledge your name. We pray that you would hear from heaven and forgive the sins of your people, that this land we call home would be a place where we all live together in peace and harmony, together, united to defeat anything that comes against the glory of our God who saves us. Teach us to follow the right path and send rain on this land that you have given to all of us as our special possession. Lord, our nation has witnessed and experienced many disasters and national challenges. The enemy is besieging our towns and our cities. It is difficult for many of us to house, feed, educate, and protect our families. As we bring our troubles before you, our sorrows, raising our hands toward you, then would you hear from heaven where you live and extend us your grace. Because of what you are about to do in this nation, people from all over the earth will hear of you. They will come from distant lands when they hear of your great name and your strong hand and your powerful arm. Lord, and when they pray and call on your name, then hear from heaven where you live and grant what they ask of you. In this way, all the people of the earth will come to know and fear you because of what you have done in this nation. And when we sin against you, that we would repent in the place of our captivity and pray with changed hearts, that we would acknowledge that we have sinned, that we've done wrong, we've been most wicked, and turn back to you and pray towards you and towards heaven, and that you would listen from your home in heaven to our prayers that call upon the one who rescues. Do what is best for us and for the glory of your name. Lord God, may your eyes be open and your ears attentive to all the prayers made to you from this nation. Amen. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place.